We're a few weeks into lockdown now, and in some ways, hopefully, you're getting yourself sorted out and getting the things you need. But it has been a bit touch and go at times. I'm joined now by Paul Quigley, who's a white cane user, and he joins us from Manchester. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Simon.
Now, last time we spoke, you'd been having some difficulties, but things have settled down a bit, haven't they?
Indeed, yes. I've managed to finally get the food supplies sorted out, which was, as many listeners who heard our earlier interview a couple of weeks ago, it was an absolute nightmare at the beginning of this lockdown shenanigans. Fortunately, I have a very, very kind network of friends around here who have been more than willing to offer to get me foods and stuff from my local supermarkets. And I've not had to rely thus far beyond where I was at the beginning of the lockdown, if you remember, where I had a couple of deliveries free of charge from the local council. And that stopped because I think what happened was that local council handed it over to a local agency who then got in touch with me via text, I think it was. No, it was a voice message, that's right. And informed me that they were then handing it over to the NHS responders who had come forward in their droves to offer their services to people in vulnerable groups, of which we finally, the blind and VI community, finally seemed to be getting onto the radar, only because we had to, individually open our mouths and get and ask for that help, really. Yeah, I have actually got various options, basically, Simon. I've got various options, and I'm very happy now that I am actually finally getting my Frey Bentos at ready meals and bread, milk, and cheese, and what have you. So yes, sorted now on the belly front. So I'm nutritionally not challenged anymore, though my eyesight continues to be appalling.
Right now, the thing is, of course, you've had a couple of projects on the go, but you've got loads of time now in the house, and you've been working on the studio. How's that going?
Oh, it's going really well. Yeah, it really is. As you know, when I moved to this house 2 years ago, one of my main objectives was to convert the upstairs. So there's like a second floor on this building, and it's about a 4.2 meter by 4.2 meter square room with about an 8 foot ceiling, and it was crying out to be soundproofed and whatever. And that's what I've been doing little by little with the help, obviously, of workmen and friends I know. So that's been going really, really well. It's all now painted through, the floors are done, and the lighting is now in there. And I'm now moving on to the really, really difficult job of wiring up, which, as many people who've been through this process will tell you, takes an inordinate amount of time because, of course, it's like you're having to wire up speakers to amplifiers to computers to effects boxes to all sorts of different, it's like spaghetti junction around the back of the desks, etc. But it has to be done, and it takes a long time. But once it's done, you tend to not have to mess about too much with wiring. And of course, the ultimate end goal is to write some more songs and do some more performances up there. I've actually got to add to the audio. Obviously, the audio is the key thing for me, songs and the musical production. But also, now that we're all living in this lockdown world, I thought I was an experiment with an old webcam I had. So that is plan B, is to, when that all the sound systems are in, is to rig in a USB camera. Not that I can see the output at all, but I'm sure that you and your good listeners out there, when I give you the URL in a few weeks or probably months' time, knowing me, I'd like to try and do some online performances. So of course, you with your saxophone, you are invited, Simon, and so is Paulina with her recorder. We can all get together in an R&IB online lockdown jam, and that would be amazing. So that is the plan, Simon. Yes, it's going really, really well. Thank you.
Well, Paulina, producer Paulina, is lurking in the background somewhere like Tinkerbell. And I would like to say officially here that I'm not committing to this at all.
So my solo performance of June the 21st will actually. Oh, no, I didn't.
So, when writing music, I mean, I should have said, you are known, I would say, you have a scream that rivals the great Ian Gillan. And, you used to do the rock and heavy metal stuff, and you're writing stuff now.
Did indeed, yes. And on occasion, when I drop things on my foot because I can't see, it comes out again naturally this time without actually any prompting. But you're right, I do.
But with the coronavirus, is it going to affect the way you write or what you write for a period of time, do you think?
the honest answer is I really don't know. I mean, you don't know with songwriting what's going to come out until you write the lyrics. Obviously, it's primarily the lyrics that convey the message of what the song lyric content is going to be about, the emotional wise. So I think, no, who's to say? Ask me that question again in a few months, Simon, when I've actually done it, because I really don't know. It could well do. I mean, it could well do. Certainly touch on certain aspects of social isolation. God, put your teeth in on social isolation. Social isolation. Social distancing. It might do. I mean, it might well do. But I think to me, so long as I'm actually producing any songs at all, after having been on a 2-year hiatus since I got here, because when I moved out of my old house, of course, all the studio equipment that I had at the time was set up in a way that I was able to produce music. And for the last 2 years, I've been doing this house up, as you know. So this has been the last thing I was having to do after having put in a bathroom, you know, renovation, a lot of renovation work, kitchen and flooring and all sorts of things. It's taken me so long, and I've been chomping at the bit to get started on this songwriting. So basically, I can't wait to get started.
Paul Quigley, always a pleasure to chat with you. And of course, we will be chatting in the coming weeks. But in the meantime, stay safe.
Thank you, Simon.